Lecture 25. So our next topic in pollution chemistry is indoor pollution, so it's in the indoor air spaces. As you can see in the graphic there, the levels of some of these components that you will find in the indoor air can be quite startling. Down the bottom you've got carbon dioxide in a room which is undergoing a bit of combustion, accompanied by carbon monoxide. And remember, carbon monoxide is poison, is going to be a major issue in terms of interfering with hemoglobin, and carbon dioxide in terms of simple asphyxiation starts to become a problem towards the high end of the scale. These other things here, the one at the top, formaldehyde, is a classic pollutant which is found in a thing called sick building syndrome. The average values that you're going to find then can actually be quite appreciable, and that's simply due to the fact that so many polymers actually use formaldehyde in their synthesis. In Cairns, we typically don't have a lot of problems with sick building syndrome simply because of our environment. We have air conditioners which flush air very quickly, and lots of places have a lot of exchange with the outside air. So JCU's air conditioner ensures that every room then has got 10 full exchanges of air per hour. Whereas in France, where I was working, the typical exchange rate in the buildings there was half an exchange rate per hour. So if you've got a lot of degassing of compounds from your furniture, from your wallboard and stuff inside a new building, you're actually sitting pickling in that stuff for, you know, for your 8-hour workday, where it starts to become a problem. The other thing that obviously you do find in some places in high concentration are respirable particulates, these PM2.5 particles. Yes, you see what I mean in that last room? There were definitely some particles in that room. Yeah, but it's worth doing. You've got to admit, it's a good plant. They do some good stuff, and you would go there once. Yeah. So in parts of South America, for instance, they do a lot of indoor cooking, and those are the places then where you will find really quite elevated carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and respirable particulate concentrations. The other thing as well, if people are involved with cleaning, then you use a lot of organic solvents, you use bases such as ammonia and chlorine, chlorine bleach. Those things have quite high concentrations then if you're working in a fixed building space. In terms of photocopiers, they've been in the news a fair bit. The action of a photocopier produces ozone, and if you don't circulate that ozone to the outside pretty quickly, then that's an issue. Ozone's a very powerful oxidant. Now, the movement of air into the building is called infiltration, just as we saw in the soil. Remember, the water infiltration.